Tell me about yourself.
My name is Arushi, and I migrated to the United States at the age of 12.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, I didn't know how to speak Bengali English.
Mm-hmm.
And so
of course.
I learned it through middle school. And from then, I started speaking little by little.
English at the time?
Yes, it was difficult. First, everything that I was learning, I had to translate them into Bengali.
Mm-hmm.
Then think in Bengali and in response to English.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I would do.
Have you faced...
I was embarrassed. I did feel less confidence.
Wow, it's really true. Okay, what inspired you to learn another language like English or other? Do you speak more than two languages?
Yeah, I mean, like, we all know how to speak Hindi by watching TVs, I don't know.
Okay.
For me, I know how to speak fluently in Hindi.
Oh, great.
And I don't know how to read and write, but in Bengali, I do know how to read and write. I'm fluent in Bengali. I learned a little bit of Spanish, which helps me to navigate to other countries, countries that I visit.
Okay, how about your primary?
I was in class 2 to 3 in
Bangladesh. Oh, in
that
time? Yes. So you know how to write, yes?
I know how to read and write. I write poetry in Bengali.
Oh, it's great. Like,
when learning a language, what details did I listen?
Like, most time, we like, focus on grammar a little, like, third person singular, s, and plural, singular. Those things all the time.
Middle school, they did taught us grammar,
mm-hmm.
but I would also hear that you'll have to completely speak in Bengali at home, so mm-hmm. that way you can learn English. This was the advice that my teacher was giving me back in middle school, and I remember I didn't speak with my family in Bengali just so I could fully learn English. My mom wouldn't like that because she obviously didn't understand English. So, but she understand the theme that, you know, we have to learn English and therefore we are trying to communicate
with her. It is true.
If
you stay here, you have to learn English. There's no way to communicate with other people and getting a better job and better life. Okay?
Absolutely, absolutely. There's no way out. And my mom, she doesn't know standard Bangla, so... You know, it doesn't make sense for me to speak to her.
Oh, she's from also Noakhali?
Of course, I'm from
Noakhali. Wow, nice. Why find any way to approach English easily for this reason? Like, it's a second language. Little people speak in English in your country also.
Very good question. Yes, I do find it very... I feel accepted into the language.
Wow, it's great. How was your language help you, society? Like, do you think your speaking, your language, your dialects, or other thing you learn, it helps you in socially? It helps you?
Yeah, socially it helps me to build a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Socially it helps me to learn another person's life.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very, very fascinating. I have a relationship with... very good relationship with one of my guidance counselor from high school, yet to this day. And I used to go to Mount Sinai Hospital, you know, for a medical checkup, and
mm-hmm.
there was a lawyer. She's from German,
mm-hmm.
right? So, I don't know, her characteristic and everything just very drawn down to earth. We became friends, you know, just by being going to the hospital for a regular checkup.
Oh.
And I really, really like the fact that I was able to communicate with her, because if I only knew Bengali, then my friendship wouldn't happen with her.
There is a survey on Howard Gardner theory. There is some different intelligence people have. And one thing is a language intelligent. People, they want to, like, they are focused on language. Do you think you are a language fox?
I don't know. I wish I would find the answer to that. I would like to know the answer, yes.
Wow, it's great. Okay, nice to meet you.
I mean...